This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Two major hospital networks in the state are becoming one. The merger of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Lahey Health is official tomorrow. The new network is going to be called Beth Israel Lahey Health. It'll have 13 hospitals and more than 4,000 doctors. Joining us to explain what this means for patients of Beth Israel Lahey is Dr. Kevin Tabb. He's current CEO of Beth Israel, and he will lead the new system. Hello, Dr. Tabb.
Hi.
It seems as if your job is about to get even tougher. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the patients themselves. What kind of change can the 1.3 million patients across Massachusetts and New Hampshire expect as of tomorrow?
I think what people will notice relatively quickly in the process is that we're building an organization that has a great deal of collaboration in it, and that we will be there to help patients navigate through an incredibly complex healthcare system.
Collaboration, of course, is very difficult when you have two large entities, Beth Israel being especially large, that have had different priorities and even different characters. I mean, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center has the downtown Boston Longwood reputation. Lahey is a string of suburban hospitals. Beth Israel is known for its primary care, Lahey heavy on specialists. How do you make that one unit?
You're correct that we're bringing together a host of different organizations. By the way, not just Beth Israel Deaconess and Lahey, but New England Baptist and Anna Jakes and Mount Auburn Hospital and
Winchester
others.
Hospital, right.
And there are many different cultures that are coming together. And one of the things that I have done in the past months is to go out and talk to employees, talk to patients, talk to others. And I've spoken with thousands of people about what is important to them. And so we've built a detailed roadmap that will allow these different cultures to come together ultimately in a common goal. And we've done that because we've asked the people who actually do the work what it is that we should do differently.
Dr. Tabb, we always hear, and I want to get specific here, about the shortage of mental health providers and beds in the state, services specifically for those who have substance abuse problems, for instance. How much of a priority is that going to be under the new Beth Israel Lahey Health?
We brought together experts from within our combined system to sit down and talk about what we're doing now and what we need to do differently. One of the first things that they did when they came together was simply to acknowledge a problem that we all have collectively in this state and in this country. And that is the fact that almost half of the adults with some form of behavioral health issue in this state say that they do not have access to care. It's really unacceptable. And behavioral health resources will be embedded in primary care practices, over 100 primary care practices. And when we do that, 500,000 people that presently don't have access to behavioral health resources will have access.
Making a priority of behavioral health, you've also agreed to provide care for more low-income residents than has been the case, those who are covered by Medicaid. How are you going to be doing that?
We'll be making investments. We'll be partnering with community health centers and safety net hospitals. And we'll be making sure that the general public knows that these services are available to everybody.
One more question. The concern, as always, when hospitals merge, is that prices will go up, costs will go up for patients. So you have agreed to limits on price increases for the next 7 years. The state will be reviewing your contracts and such, but how do you plan on keeping the cost of care for your patients in check?
Those are limits, by the way, that we have agreed to that are unprecedented in nature. But we also believe that having significant competition in this market will be an important factor in making sure that everybody that needs it has access to care at a level that is affordable.
Dr. Kevin Tabb, nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Tabb will head the new Beth Israel Lahey Health.